Zog the Gemara Daf Chof Tes Omer Aleph, the last line. The middle of explaining the Braisa that says that Ha'oichel Chomet Shel Hekdesh B'moyed Mo'al V'yeshomim Loi Mo'al. If someone eats Chomet Shel Hekdesh B'moyed, so either it's Mo'al and you have to pay the Hekdesh, the Dmei HaKeren and the Tashlumin and the Chomish, and Yeshomim Loi Mo'al. The reason why not Mo'al is because of Kom Leim Ramanei, the Gemara wanted to say. And we said, like a Mechunim Ben Akona, that you made Yom Kippurim Kishabbos. Then the Gemara wanted to say that Rav Yosef wanted to say the machlokes was poydin zakotchim lachil leklovim komiflegi. The machlokes is allowed to be poydin kotchim to be meichel leklovim. If you say moal, it's because poydin zakotchim lachil leklovim, so it has a value. So even though it's not going to eat on Pesach, but you're going to be poydin. Masha enkein mandom aloy moal holds ein poydin. But the Gemara is in the midst of trying to show that Rav Acha bar Yankov was choizer from what he said, that Yalfinon saw the Achila from Sar Deriyah, and you're allowed to eat Chometz Shel Acherim on Pesach. Going to Rashi, eat, going to Toises, being Nana Midraiser. But from there, we want to say that Rav Acha was choizer. Now the Gemara is going to continue to rise, we are Rav Acha bar Yankov was choizer. So the Gemara first says, the last line, Choftes Omed Aleph, Rav Acha bar Rove Tonolo, Choftes Omed Beis, as follows. He explained the braisa before in the name of Rav Yosef as follows. Behalishna, the kuli alma ain't putting zakotchim lachil meklovim. Be'etzem, everyone holds that the chometz is not roy to mishtamish on Pesach because it's also lachil meklovim. And he holds like a pshimin that says that the issa hano is only on Pesach. Mashenkel acha Pesach is mutter even for Yisrael. What's the machloikas? Right now it doesn't have a value, but it will have a value afterwards. That's called Germ Lamomen. Is that called a Shavis of Momen today? So Mandom Germ Lamomen Kamamen Domi. Since it's Germ Lamomen, why? Even though now it has no value. But since after Pesach it's Roy to be poided and to be nana from it, because after all, according to Shimon, there's no Issa after Pesach. So in Mele today, that's called the Shavis already in the Mele Yemal. Umandom aloy moal kosova, dova agam le mamen laf kamamen domi. Because currently it has no value. Just because it will have a value, that is why oichel chometz selekdish, that's on Pesach today, it's not worried for anything. So Mele not mafzit mamen ekdish, and that's why le moal. Zokti Gemara, and this is the final explanation in the Braisa, and that's what we want to show. Rav Acha bar Yankov was Hodebe. Rav Acha bar Yankov Omar, the Kuli Alma Dova Germ Lomom Kamam Domi. Everyone agrees Dova Germ Lomom is Kamam Domi. It's considered Momin. Vahocha bepluk to the Rabbi Yudin Reb Shimon Kamifligi. The Machlokes Gufa is in Rabbi Yudin Reb Shimon. What's the din of Chomet Shalom Pesach? According to Rabbi Yudin, Chomet Shalom Pesach is a lav. According to Reb Shimon, after Pesach, it's only a knas. There's no lav. So Mando Amaloy Mal, the reason why not Mal is Rabbi Yehuda. That chometz shavlo of Pesach is awesome in the Raisa, even Bahano, for sure on Pesach itself. So Mela, the chometz has no value whatsoever. It's not even goyim lemomen. If it would have been goyim lemomen, he holds kamomen. But it's not even goyim lemomen, because I can't do anything with it. I can't be nana from it after Pesach either. So Mela, there's no meila. Umando mamol krib shimon. I hold that chometz after Pesach is taka roi lachila. So Mela, the chometz is roi lifdois. Why? Because dove goyim lemomen kamomen domi. And that's where Yesh Meila. That's what has Meila. Now the Gemara says, this is the raya that we want to bring to Rav Acha bar Yankov was Hodabe, he was Choyzer. Why? Because Zok the Gemara, Vahor Rav Acha bar Yankov, who the Omak, the Rabbi Yehuda Yalav Sar, the Achila Misar Deriyah. If Rav Acha bar Yankov is of the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda learns Sar, the Achila from Sar Deriyah, that means that just like there's no Issa Ria on Shalacherim, who then there's no Issa Achila on Acherim, so Shalacherim means Shal Hekdesh Shalacherim. So Ibazoi, Hekdesh is mutter to eat on Pesach. If it's correct that we said in Rashi, Chomet Shalacherim is mutter lechol, Uadin Shal Gavoya is mutter lechol. So if it's allowed to eat it, or Kong Toys allowed to be nerve from it, but a kaponim it's mutter to mishtamish in it, so why do we say that it's loy moal, lechor it's a gewaldige value? You're allowed to be nerve from it, you're allowed to eat it. So how can you say it's loy moal? Elo must be it's a raya de hodabe. Must be a hodabe of Acha bar Yankov Ahi. He was choizer from this din that he said that shel hekdesh shel acherim is mutter. So because it's taki was hodabe, so mele it's taki not considered a value, and that's why it's loy moal. The Gemara says a final teretz to explain the machlokes elagabe oichel chometz shel hekdesh bePesach. Rav Ashi Omar the kuli alma ein poidin. The ma'isi not poidin kochim lachilum leklovim. So mele there's no value on Pesach itself, even to sell it to goyim, to sell it to klovim. And the fact that it's roy after Pesach is not going to make a value today. It's lavka mamon domi. The machlokes is telling Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbonon. We had a machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili that says that it's mutter to be nana on Pesach itself. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that's also b'ano on Pesach. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili says it's mutter b'ano on Pesach. The Torah only says it's losh nachila. So mando mamol Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Why he holds like Rabbi Yosi? Because why? Because chometz and mutter Pesach b'ano. So melitz goy lifdoy say to mishtamish to be masik tachas tafshiloi to be nana from it. So melitz consider the moment in yamal. Umando maloy mal k'rabbonon meaning like Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi Shimon that say that there is an isahano on Pesach. And Memela, there's considered that there's no Tashmish at all on Pesach, and you're not allowed to be Selad Lenochim, you're not allowed to be part of Leklovim, and it Dovel Goyim Laf Kamamin. So I'll go upon him right now on Pesach, there is no Me'ila, because no Shabbos, no value whatsoever. Zog the Gemara Daf Choftes Omid Beis, right in the middle of the Omid, by the two dots, a little before half of the Omid. Omar Rav, Chometz. Bein bismanoi, bein beminoi, bein shaloi beminoi, osur. So basically, there's a new sugya that talks about the din of bitl. Like hakdoma, a little. Small hakdoma. Midaraisa, bitl is beroiv. You have something roiv, it's bottle. Midaraisa, it doesn't make a difference if it's minoi or shaloi beminoi. Beminoi is more of a chiddush, because beminoi means it's the same flavor, it's the same species, and it's still bottle. Even if it's roiv. Midrabbonon, they say no, as long as it is nice and tam, as long as it's flavor, so then it's not bottle. Now, so where did Rabbonon say this? So that's going to be a machlokes. Do they say this by shaloi b'minoi only? After all, it's a different species. You have tray for chicken together with vegetables, so it's a different min, and it doesn't part any flavor, so then it's bottle. What's the ratio when it parts flavor or not? That's shishim. Chachomim estimated and tested it, tried and tested, shishim. Midrabbonon, min b'she'enu minoy, is bottle b'shishim. Min b'minoy, that's bottle b'shishim, midrabbonon. Even though it's the same flavor, the Torah says, if it would have been enu minoy, it would have been bottle. So within b'minoy, it's bottle b'shishim. Certain things are not even bottle b'elef. That means it's also no matter what. That's going to be the discussion on chometz, on Pesach. When it's b'minoi, so then it's not going to be bottled for sure. Even b'mashu, it's also. Even if it's 11,000 times against it. What would min b'minoi mean? You have kosher matzahs, and you have chometzik matzahs. It's min b'minoi. So afilo b'mashu, afilo b'elef loy bottle. By min b'minoi, on Pesach. Let's see the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rav, chometz bizmanoi. That means chometz on Pesach itself. Bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi. It doesn't make a difference if it got mixed up together with another species or shaloi b'minoi. Osur. And the Gemara is going to explain the statement in a second. It's osur. That's on Pesach. Shaloi b'zmanoi, not in Pesach. So b'minoi, when it's the same mean, then it's osur. Shaloi b'minoi, then it's muta. Now the Gemara explains, what is this referring to? B'mayas kinon. What is the statement of Rav referring to? Ilema b'noisin tam. If we're talking about that it parts flavor, that means it's less than shishim. Shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi b'minoi muta. Why should shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi b'minoi be muta? After all, it imparts flavor. It's not bottle. It's shaloi b'minoi. Why is it muta? Right? We said shaloi bizmanoi, b'minoi also shaloi b'minoi muta. Why shaloi b'minoi muta? It imparts flavor. If it's dois and tam, hoyoiv taima, elamai. What are we talking about? B'mashahu. We're talking about that it's b'mashuhu. Mashu means that it's not yoiv taima. It's 1,000 times more. There's no flavor. B'mashu means anything. So what are we talking about? Why is mashu mutter and osur on Pesach and mutter after? And the Gemara explains, chometz bizmanoi, when it's bizmanoi, so bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi osur. Bizmanoi, on Pesach itself, it's osur, because it's not bottle, even be'elef. So it doesn't make a difference, even if it's shaloi b'minoi. It doesn't make a difference. B'mashu chometz is also on Pesach. So shaloi b'minoi and for sure b'minoi. Rav l'tamei, this Rav l'shitosoi, the Rav u'shmul d'ami tavayu, they both said, kol isu in shebeteira, b'minoi b'mashu hu. All isun in the teira beminoi, when it's the same species, when it's matzah and matzah, or meat and meat. So b'mashu. B'mashu means that it's never bottle. It's also b'mashu. It's also even if you have 1,000 times flavor and parting against it. B'mashu, it's always also. That's b'minoi. That's Rav Shita. Kol isun shebeteira b'minoi is b'mashu. Shaloi b'minoi, if it's a different species. So then b'nois and tam. Then it's takatoli and nois and tam, which we said is shishim. And that's what Rav holds in Kol isun shebeteira. Kol isun shebeteira b'minoi, if it's the same species, b'mashu. So it's always going to be also. Shaloi b'minoi, if it's not. So then b'nois and tam. So now Gemara explains. Rav goes on chometz bizmanoi. On chometz itself bizmanoi, he was goizer shaloi b'minoi ota minoi. Because minoi, we said, if it's min b'minoi, we said, it's b'mashu. It's always going to be also. He was goizer on Pesach, shaloi b'minoi ota minoi. That even shaloi b'minoi, which is the Rabbanon, obviously, even shaloi b'minoi is going to be osir b'mashu. On Pesach itself, even shaloi b'minoi. It doesn't have to be dafka b'minoi. Even shaloi b'minoi is goizer ota minoi. That's all bizmanoi. V'shaloi bizmanoi, but if it's not bizmanoi, so b'minoi is tak osir, because Rav holds that kol isurin shebetoira, b'minoi is b'mashu, it's always also. But that's only if he holds that it's an Isser Shabbatayra after Pesach. Well, that's if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We had 3 shitas yesterday. Two days ago. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda's shita was the 3 psukim. One pasuk could tell me there's a lav after Pesach, one tell me there's a lav before Pesach, and during Pesach there's a lav in Chorus. So if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Shaloi Bizmanoi, it can make sense why b'minoi it's also. Because it's a regular, it's a deraita called Isurin Shabbatayra. B'minoi is b'mashu. Zog the Mogha. V'shaloi b'zmanoi b'minoi osu k'rab Yehuda. V'shaloi b'minoi, if it's shaloi b'minoi, it's muta. Why? V'shaloi b'zmanoi, if it's not on Pesach. V'shaloi b'minoi, and it's not min b'minoi, otu minoi kule hailoi gazginon. So vite, he doesn't make a gzera. He's not going to make a gzera of shaloi b'minoi, shaloi b'zmanoi, otu minoi. That he's not going to do. So that's why he holds b'zmanoi, it's osir. In which way? Minoi and shaloi b'minoi. Minoi is also why? Because he holds min b'minoi is osir afilu b'mashu. Shaloi b'minoi, he made a gzera of shaloi b'minoi, otu minoi on Pesach. Shaloi b'zmanoi, when it's not on Pesach, shaloi b'zmanoi, shaloi b'zmanoi. So over there, itake held b'minoi, it's also because Rav l'shitosoi, min b'minoi is b'mashu. That's on the shaloi b'zmanoi. But on shaloi b'minoi, if it's not b'minoi, so he's not going to make a gzerik kulehai of shaloi b'minoi, otu minoi, on shaloi b'zmanoi. And that's why he holds shaloi b'minoi after Pesach is muta. How? B'shishim. Now that's only if you hold like a Yehuda, where shaloi b'zmanoi is tak osma deraisa. So then you can say b'minoi it's osa. Let's see Rashi inside. Chometz b'zmanoi, Rashi in the middle of the omit. Chometz b'zmanoi mefash kulu l'kameh. Inema b'noi sentam, if we're talking about the parts flavor, shaloi b'zmanoi, shaloi b'minoi muta. How could shaloi b'zmanoi, shaloi b'minoi muta if it's less than shishim? B'tmiya, hoyoiv time, it gives it parts of flavor. From the fact that Rav says shaloi bizmanoi is osa b'minoi, so goli daita the Rabbi Yehuda svirle. He has to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The oma af lacha pesach osa. Because we're saying kol isun shebetorah is bim b'minoi is b'mashu, means it's always osa, even elef loy bottle. But that's only if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Shaloi b'minoi, if it's not the same species, nami bizmanoi osa. I shaloi b'minoi should be bottle b'shishim. Bizmanoi it's osa. Usually it's benois and tam, which means 60. Rav goza bechometz bizmanoi. But on Pesach it was goza. Why? Hoyl ubekoresu. Since it's very common, it's bekores. It's unlike other isuri achila, and not bekores. Here it's bekores. So he was goza. Even shaloi b'minoi ataminoi. That it's mash. That benois and tam is not going to do it. It's going to be osa b'mashu. Afilu be'elafloi bottle. Rav goes to the bizmano hil v'kogesu shaloi b'minoi otu minoi va'af agav the bechel of adam loy gozar. That's his akasha. Chel of adam is also chorus. And if they weren't geyser, we say that it's bottle b'shishim. We don't say it's b'mashu. B'mashu means it's never bottle. B'mashu means afilu be'elef loy bottle. Mashu. The tiniest, minuscule, minuscule particle in the world. That's mashu. So va'af agav de b'chele v'dam loy goza shalom b'minot aminoi. Even though chele v'dam he was not geyser shalom b'minot aminoi. Hosemu de b'dile minei. People stay away from chele v'dam. You don't have to make zeris. Aval chometz loy b'dile minei. Throughout the year you eat it. It's only 7 days a year you don't. 8 days a year you don't. So he made a gzeira shaloi b'minoi otominoi, and you're going to say that you're not going to say that it's botah b'shishim. It's also b'mashu. Now that's so we explained bismanoi very good. Bismanoi he holds min b'minoi is not botah even b'shishim. It's only even b'mashu. It's also filo b'elef lo botah shaloi b'minoi. Usually you say nice and tam. He made a gzeira otu chometz on zmanoi. Why? Because of chorus. I chelim and dam is chorus. Loi bedila minei. So he made a gzeres shloi beminoi otaminoi on Pesach. It's also afilu b'mashu. Now shloi bezmanoi. The next Rashi shloi bezmanoi beminoi also kabyuda. Shloi bezmanoi. That's only if you hold like a kabyuda. That's a lav. So it's an issa. So it's kol esun shabitera min beminoi loi bottle. So shloi bezmanoi beminoi is also kabyuda. The omalacha Pesach the geisa hilkach after loi bez also. That's a din of kol esun shabitera. Min b'minoi is afilu b'mashu. That means it's not botla afilu b'elef. So shaloi b'zmanoi, he says that min b'minoi is also. Why? Because it's not going to be botel. Not even b'shishim. Not even b'elef. Afilu b'mashu, it's also. Why? Because he holds like a b'yurid, that's an issur d'oraisa. Kol issur shebetorah, min b'minoi lo botel. Min b'minoi lo botel is never botel afilu b'mashu. That means afilu b'elef lo botel. Why is shaloi b'minoi muta? Shaloi b'zmanoi shaloi b'minoi. That means after Pesach, I hold like a b'yuda, after Pesach, it's also on chometz. But what about shaloi b'minoi? Shaloi b'minoi? Shaloi b'minoi is muta. Why? The shaloi b'zmanoi, the ain't a b'koris. Yes, it might be also going to a b'yuda, but it's not b'koris. So if a zoivad, I'm not going to make a gzera. So Rashi, the shaloi b'zmanoi, the ain't a b'koris, shaloi b'minoi, oto minoi, Loi gozar, keech loi gozar be bosa v'cholov v'shar yisurim. By regularly suing, do we make, say, bosa v'cholov is not bottle b'shishim, otum min b'minoi? We don't make zeris. Bosa v'cholov is bottle b'shishim. We don't say it's not bottle, otum min b'minoi. According to Rav that holds, kol yisurim shebetere min b'minoi loi bottle afilu be'elef. Do we make zeris by bosa v'cholov? We don't. Bosa v'cholov is, if it's mixed up with a different species, it's bottle b'shishim. So just like we don't make zeris by bosa v'cholov, so shaloi b'zmanoi, which is not b'koresh, which is like bosa v'cholov, Shaloi b'mino yotamino, we don't make a gzera loy gozar. Kech loy gozar bas v'cholov v'shar yisurin. That's how we learn the sugya, Rashi learns the sugya according to Rav. So again, so let's repeat the Gemara from the two dots briefly. Omar Rav, chometz b'zmano b'en b'min men shaloi b'mino yosa. Shaloi b'zmano b'mino yosa shaloi b'mino muta. B'may eskinon. Ilem b'noy sentam. Shaloi b'zmano shaloi b'mino muta. How could it be if it's yoyv taima? Elo, we're talking about b'mashu. That means it doesn't give a flavor. So chometz bezmanoi, bein b'mina bein shlo b'minoi, osir rav l'tamei de rav shmul dami tavai kol ishur shabetega, rav and shmul both old. B'minoi b'mashu, it's never bottle. Shlo b'mina b'nois in tam. Rav goes a chometz bezmanoi, shlo b'minoi, otu minoi. V'shlo b'zmanoi, b'minoi is taka osir kam yudah because it holds its tzitzur in shabetega. V'shlo b'minoi is mutter. V'shlo b'zmanoi, v'shlo b'minoi, otu minoi kule hai le gazginon. That's the first sheet of Rav. Zok d'gumor Shmuel Omar. Shmuel says as follows. Chometz bezmanoi b'minoi is osa. Shaloi b'minoi is muta. So again, Zog demo Shmuel Omar. Chometz bezmanoi b'minoi is osa. Shaloi b'minoi is muta. Shmuel says, Chometz bezmanoi, on Pesach itself, b'minoi is osa, if it's the same species, because Shmuel held that grav. Min b'minoi is loibot lafilu be'elef. So it's also b'mashu. So Chometz bezmanoi b'minoi is osa. Shaloi b'minoi is muta. He does not say that shaloi b'minoi is osa. Shmuel does not say shaloi b'minoi is osa. He does not make this gzeri like we just said. So he does not make a gzeri of shaloi b'minoi, otominoi. Shaloi b'zmanoi, that's on zmanoi. On zmanoi he says b'minoi is osa, no matter what. Shaloi b'minoi is muta. Even though I hold min b'minoi is osa, afilu b'mashu, but that's on min b'minoi. But shaloi b'minoi, I do not make gzeris. I don't care that it's more chomet, that it's chorus. So bezmanoi, shaloi b'minoi, if you have chometz mixed up with something else, not another matzah, chametz matzah and kosher and pesach matzah. No, min shaloi b'minoi. It's takamuta when it's b'shishim. Chametz bizmanoi. So again, Shmuel omar chametz bizmanoi b'minoi also shaloi b'minoi. Shaloi bizmanoi. What about after Pesach? Bein b'minoi. Bein shaloi b'minoi is muta. Well, Shmuel holds even b'minoi is going to be muta after Pesach. I, Rav and Shmuel both said kol yisun shebetera min b'minoi afilu b'mashu. That's only if you hold that it's osim midrais after Pesach. If you hold like Reb Shimon said never, it's never osim midrais after Pesach. Reb Shimon held that only on Pesach. After Pesach, he never held it alive. So mainly Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. Shaloi bizmanoi. Shaloi bizmanoi. Let's see the Gemara. Shaloi bizmanoi. Bein b'minoi. Bein shaloi b'minoi. It's mutter. Chometz bizmanoi. Bizmanoi, bizminoi is osir, bizminoi is taka osir. Meaning, bizmanoi, bizminoi is osir, because Shmuel the Tamei, Shmuel the Shitosoi, the Rav Shmuel the Ami Tavai, call it Shabbatere, bizminoi asurin, bizmashu. So it's not both of the Elif. Shaloi, bizminoi, when it's not bizminoi, it's benois and tam. It's taka benois and tam. Shaloi, bizminoi, it's benois and tam. Why shaloi, bizminoi, benois and tam? Because he never said that min bizminoi, it's not min bizminoi. So it's like regular surin, benois and tam. Shaloi b'minon otu minon loy goza. He didn't make a gzer of on Pesach. Shaloi b'minon otu minon. Now that's on Pesach. Shaloi b'zmanoi when it's off, after Pesach. Bein b'minon bein shaloi b'minon mutorin. It's mutter. Kireb Shimon, like Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon holds that what? That is no lav after Pesach. So you ask the question: is it mutter even without shishim, or is it mutter only when it's bottle b'shishim? According to Reb Shimon, there's no issa b'chlal. There's no issa. Why do you have to have shishim? Look at the bottom Rashi. Ki Reb Shimon, de la'achaz manoi shori va'afilu benoizin tam nami shori. Look, my poch, v'osa le Reb Shimon mishum knosa. That's something else. Reb Shimon said it's osa as knas. But l'maisa, it's according to Reb Shimon, there's no issa. So why do you have to have shishim? La'achaz manoi, it's mutter and ganzen, even less than shishim. Let's see the Rashi before that. U'shmuel omar, b'mashu askinu, we're talking about mashu, we're talking about that, it's be'elav taka. Shaloi b'mino is taka mutter, kishari suin. All is suin are mutter when it doesn't impart flavor. The loy goza shmuel b'chomet shaloi b'mino to minoi. The chiddush of shmuel is not goza chomet minoi to shaloi minoi. He's not goza shaloi b'mino to minoi, I mean. B'mino it's taka osu b'mashu. But, and that's why be'elav is our bottle. But shaloi b'mino wasn't goza. So shaloi b'mino is mutter b'mashu. After Pesach, he holds like a shimon. But Rashi, you won't even need nois and tam. Even with nois and tam, be mutter. Because shaloi bizmanoi, there's no lav. So it's mutter, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi. Zok t'gmo, Shmuel omar, chometz bizmanoi b'minoi osu, shaloi b'minoi mutter. Shaloi bizmanoi b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi mutter. Chometz bizmanoi b'minoi osu, Shmuel atamei d'rav, Shmuel atamei t'vai, kol eshin shabatei, b'minoi masur, mashu, shaloi b'minoi b'nois and tam. Shaloi b'minoi, otaminum loy goza. Shaloi bizmanoi, after Pesach, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi mutorin, Reb Shimon. The third sheet, so we have meanwhile Rav and Shmuel. The third sheet is, v'Reb Yochanan omar, chometz bizmanoi, on Pesach. Bein b'minoi uvein shaloi b'minoi is osa. Chometz bizmanoi. That means on Pesach. Bein b'minoi uvein shaloi b'minoi is osa. How is it osa? Not b'mashu like we said till now. That was only Rav and Shmuel shita. That min b'minoi is b'mashu. That fill up elef le'botel. No, he holds that even on Pesach, it's totally in shishim. Rabbi Yochanan omar chometz bizmanoi bein b'minoi uvein shaloi b'minoi is osa b'nois in tam. It's totally in tam, which is shishim. Because it's like all Isur and Shabbatera is totally in time. He never said Kol Isur and Shabbatera Min b'minoi b'mashu Afilu b'mashu is also. He didn't say that. Nor was that was Rav and Shmuel Shita that hold Kol Isur and Shabbatera Min b'minoi is also b'mashu. And then there's a question you make Exerish loy minoi otu minoi. But according to Rabbi Yechlon, he never said the statement of Kol Isur and Shabbatera. So it's like the regular din of Shishim. Midraisa roiv, but midrabbanon Shishim. So Rabbi Yechlon Omar, chometz bizmanoi, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi, also b'nois in tam. Doesn't make a difference if it's b'minoi, shaloi b'minoi. You have to have nois in tam. Shaloi bizmanoi, if it's not on Pesach, so bein b'minon, bein shaloi b'minon. If it's not on Pesach, So bein b'minon, bein shaloi b'minon is mutter. Now that's only if you don't hold of Rabbi Yehuda, obviously. And what I was going to say.
It's mutter. It's mutter what?
It's mutter
in
Ganzen. Bro. If you hold like Reb Shimon, there's no problem, right? If you hold like Reb Shimon, there's no problem. Just like I said before, you can have even without being bottle b'shishim. Right. Can be nice and tam. So let's see Gemara. What Gemara holds? Does he hold like Reb Shimon? Zok Gemara v'gab yechin omar, chometz bizmano yom Pesach, bein b'mino, bein shaloi b'mino is also. B'noisin tam. Davka b'noisin tam. He doesn't say, min b'minoi, is also afilu b'mashu, and it's a mokum to make a gzerish, let me know to minoi. No, it's totally in tam. Shishim. On Pesach, shishim, it's bottle. Shaloi b'zmanoi, not on Pesach, bein b'minon. Bein shaloi b'minon is mutter. It's mutter in any instance. Why? And the Gemara explains. Chometz b'zmanoi, bein b'minon, bein shaloi b'minon is b'noisin tam. Why is it totally in tam? Rabbi Yechon l'tamei. The Rabbi Yechon v'shlokish dami tavai, kol isur shabitera, bein b'minon, bein shaloi b'minon, b'noisin tam. He argues in Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel hold, kol isur shabitera, afil b'mashu min b'minoi. And it's a question if you make a gzera shaloi b'minon to minoi. But Rabbi Yechon holds, like, and v'shlokish hold, all isur shabitera, it doesn't make a difference if it's min b'minoi, doesn't make a difference if it's min shaloi b'minoi, it's always totally in shishim, b'noisin tam. Shaloi b'zmanoi. Why shaloi b'zmanoi also muta in any instance? Even if it's not shishim against it, shloim is manoi ben b'mina ben shloim b'mina mutogin kirab shimon. Like we said a second ago. No, it's mutter. There's no issa. Right? Rashi says later the Gemara is going to ask Kasha. According to Reb Shimon, is a knas. If you have something that's not also, what's the problem? According to Reb Shimon, lachas manoi. There's no issa. So it doesn't have to have. It could be benoisin tam, and it doesn't have to be right against it either. It's not a dover also. The Gemara is going to ask the Maaser of Shimon Akansin. That's later the Gemara. But right now we're saying Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel hold like Reb Shimon. And now the question was, do you make a gzera of shaloi b'minom or t'minom bizmanoi and la'achas manoi? That was the Shaklataya, the three shittas in the Gemara. You saw this take a shittas in Hilchos Bittel. Min b'minoi, min shaloi b'minoi, Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Stop over here, the bottom of the moment. Oh, yeah.